This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
قد أفلح من تزكى
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد اللهم لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. All praises belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we seek His assistance and we seek His guidance. And we seek refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the evil of our souls and the evil consequences of our deeds. Whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decrees guidance upon, then none can misguide him. And whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decrees misguidance upon, then none can guide him. And peace and salutations be upon the final messenger, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. May Allah gather us with him in Jannah. Ameen. I bear witness that there is no one worthy of worship besides one Allah, and that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam is his final messenger. My dear mothers and fathers, brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to another episode in our short series titled Tazkiyatun Nafs. In our last episode, we started discussing the principles of tazkiyah. These principles that can help us bring tazkiyah into our lives, into our homes, into our establishments, into our communities, bi'idhnillahi ta'ala. Just to freshen our memories, the first principle we discussed was that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the purifier, and we shared evidences that established this particular principle. The second principle we discussed and we spent some time on it is that dua is extremely important when it comes to tazkiyah. And tazkiyah starts with dua and asking from the purifier, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one who purifies us. I asked you all to go back and take a moment and ponder over your realities, especially with dua. And I hope between that particular request and this episode, there has been some improvement. Remember, brothers and sisters, for any knowledge to become beneficial, it has to be coupled with action. In the Sharia, we always talk about al-ilm al-nafi' wal-amal al-salih. And al-ilm al-nafi' or beneficial knowledge, that's the definition of or translation of al-ilm al-nafi'. Al-ilm al-nafi' refers to knowledge which is coupled with action. If we just have knowledge in the bank, it's stored, unprocessed, it doesn't benefit us in any way, then there's really no benefit in this knowledge. Allahumma, yani except in the instance of us becoming holders of that knowledge, alhamdulillah, and anyone who holds knowledge becomes a protector of it. So yes, we become protectors of that knowledge, but in reality, knowledge is there to protect us. And the only way knowledge can protect us is if we put it into practice. So those were two principles that we discussed, walillahi alhamd. Which brings us to principle number three. Principle number three in tazkiyah, my dear brothers and sisters, teaches us that the book of tazkiyah, and I'm sure we always ask this question, which book should I buy? Which book should I read? Which is the best book on tazkiyah? This is the third principle. The book of tazkiyah, my dear brothers and sisters, is the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Qur'an. The Qur'an is kitabu tazkiyah. It is the book of purification. It is the book of guidance. It is the book of tazkiyah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teaches us this particular point in many a part in his book. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us this in the sunnah. If we just look at the beginning of the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opens Surah Al-Baqarah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Hudan lil muttaqin," that this book is a means of guidance for the believers. This book is a means of guidance for the believers. So the book of tazkiyah is the Qur'an. The best book you can read to purify yourself is the Qur'an. The book that will affect you in the fastest way is the Qur'an. And the reason why I'm saying this is based on the questions that I receive from you all regarding tazkiyah. Some say, what's the quickest way to get tazkiyah? Some say, what's the best book to read to get tazkiyah? My answer to that is the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why do I say this? Well, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Qaf, ayah number 45, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَذَكِّرْ بِالْقُرْآنِ وَذَكِّرْ بِالْقُرْآنِ مَنْ يَخَافُ وَعِيدٍ. But remind by the Qur'an, whoever fears my threat, whoever fears my warning, meaning the warning of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in his book, لَقَدْ مَنَّ اللَّهُ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ إِذْ بَعَثَ فِيهِمْ رَسُولًا مِّنْ أَنفُسِهِمْ يَتْلُو عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتِهِ وَيُزَكِّيهِمْ وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةِ وَإِنْ كَانُوا مِنْ قَبْلِ لَفِي ضَلَالٍ مُبِينٍ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, certainly did Allah shower a great favor upon the believers when he sent to them from among them a messenger, right? Meaning Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What did this messenger do? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, reciting to them his verses. Reciting to them his verses, meaning reciting to them the Qur'an and purifying them. So this is the evidence here that the Qur'an is the book of tazkiyah. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came with purification. How? By reciting ayat from the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah says, reciting to them his ayat and purifying them and teaching them the book and wisdom. And Allah says, although they had been before this in manifest error, right? So before the ayat that came to purify were revealed, they were in manifest error and they came out of error and into guidance because of the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the Quran is the book of tazkiyah. And again, as I said, there are many ayat in the Quran which teach us this, and many statements from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that establish this. Now, brothers and sisters, is it enough for us just to read the Quran for it to purify us? That as long as we're reading it, by default we will become purified? The answer to that question is no. Whilst reading the Quran is good, reciting it is good, even when we don't understand it, there's benefit, there's great benefit. Allah has promised us, or Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us, that Allah has in store for the one who recites his book a hasana for every letter, and a hasana is equal to 10 rewards. So when you say alif, lam, mim, that is 30 rewards. So yes, there is great benefit in reciting the Quran. But we're discussing tazkiyah here, and that's why I'm bringing this question about. Is it enough just to recite? Somebody has, walillahi alhamd, the ability to recite one juz every day. And in fact, they have been doing it their whole life. And perhaps you have thought about this, because I definitely, you know, have been asked this question, that how is it that we have people who are so good with the Quran, but they knee deep in riba, for example? How is it that we have people who read the Quran every day, but subhanAllah, their speech is a bit vulgar? How is it that we have people who read the Quran every day, but the character is not the character of a person who Allah has blessed to have this daily attachment and relationship with the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So how is this possible? My answer, my dear brothers and sisters, and mothers and fathers, is that this has no problem, or this is no issue with the Qur'an. No one should feel that the Qur'an is lacking in its abilities. Absolutely not. The reason why certain discrepancies do exist is because of a problem in the application of the person and the relationship with the Qur'an, the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Qur'an, my dear brothers and sisters, was not revealed just to be read, and was not revealed just to be memorized, and was not revealed just to be listened to. Al-Qur'anu ma unzila likay yuqra'u wa faqat. وَمَا أُنزِلَ لِكَيْ يُسْتَمَعُ إِلَيْهِ وَفَقَطْ وَمَا أُنزِلَ لِكَيْ يُحْفَظُ وَفَقَطْ بَلْ أُنزِلَ لِيَدَّبَّرُ آيَاتِهِ وَلِيَتَذَكَّرَ أُولُو الْأَلْبَابِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in his book, كِتَابٌ أَنزَلْنَاهُ إِلَيْكَ مُبَارَكٌ لِيَدَّبَّرُ آيَاتِهِ وَلِيَتَذَكَّرَ أُولُو الْأَلْبَابِ. This Quran wasn't revealed just to be read, or just revealed just to be memorized, or just revealed just to be listened to. This is all good, don't get me wrong. But it was revealed, the purpose behind its revelation was so that we could practice tadabbur and ponder over its lessons, and ponder over its signs, and ponder over its directives, and ponder over its mandates. And as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in his book, وَلِيَتَذَكَّرَ أُولُو الْأَلْبَابِ, and so that those of understanding, those who are intelligent truly, will remember. So for tazkiyah to come into our life, it's not enough just to read or listen or memorize. We must have some form of understanding of what we're reading, and not just to understand, but ponder over it. You know, my Shaykh eloquently said once, Hafidhahullah, he said, sadly, we're a nation that don't read. And when we read, we don't understand. And when we understand, we don't ponder. And I thought about the subhanAllah, and I said, you know what, on many levels, this exists with many people. And obviously, everything we hear, we benchmark ourselves against it, or we should, to first and foremost understand our situation. So this is it with the Qur'an. With the Qur'an, we must read it, and when we read it, we must understand it, and when we understand it, we must ponder over it. And this is taught to us in the Qur'an, and taught to us by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the Qur'an is the book of tazkiyah, but for who? For the one who surpasses the sphere of just reading, and enters the paradigm or realm of understanding and pondering. You will see that the Qur'an will help you to become pure. The Qur'an really talks to us, brothers and sisters, depending on our circumstances. And this is why the Qur'an is amazing. And to be honest, when, you know, tazkiyah is taught in a long course, there is an entire chapter in terms of how to achieve tazkiyah dedicated to the concept of tadabbur. An entire chapter, right? Tadabbur, in particular Al-Qur'an, pondering over the message of the Qur'an. Because the Qur'an talks to us depending on our circumstance. You can never get bored reading the Qur'an. You could read an ayah today in a circumstance, and read the same ayah tomorrow in a different circumstance, and it will talk to you based on you in that circumstance. By Allah, I have witnessed this. And by Allah, many have witnessed it who have tried. That's why it's not like reading a book that you've read and you know the contents of it and I won't read it again. Even a good book, we normally say it was so good I read it again. And perhaps I read it for a third time. But that's it. With the Qur'an, by Allah, you'll spend your whole life reading it. And the day Allah takes you to Him and your ability to read stops, it would be correct for you to say that you haven't achieved all from the Qur'an. Because the Qur'an still has more to offer. It's from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it is the book of tazkiyah. So remember this particular point, my dear brothers and sisters. This all important point detailing tadabbur and pondering over what you read and not just reading. So this makes up the third principle of tazkiyah. The book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the book of tazkiyah. It's the best book of tazkiyah. It's the book that can allow you to ascertain tazkiyah in the fastest way, and it does that if we surpass the sphere of just reading it or listening to it or memorizing it and enter that realm of tadabbur, of pondering over the ayat in the book. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the understanding, forgive us for lacking diligence with His book. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inspire us to be even better with the book of tazkiyah, Al-Quran. I love you all for the sake of Allah. And I'll see you shortly after the break. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.